ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, my friend John Reed, is going to be here in just about a half an hour. Chat with him about what's going on in the last couple of weeks of the campaign. Two fundraisers for Jay Jones have now been canceled. What does that mean? I don't know. No, I mean, I really don't. I don't know. It could mean that, maybe he's going to step aside, right? It's possible. And then during the debate, Abigail Spamberger would be able to say, well, I make the tough calls. I got him to step aside. Maybe that's what's going on. Or with the huge bucks rolling in to the Virginia Democrats from California and New York, maybe he just doesn't need any more fundraisers. I don't know. That's the bottom line. I don't know. But it is something to think about. Figure it out at some point, I suppose. I am looking for some good suggestions on the clothing. Do I take the time and put them all up on eBay? Has anybody done that? Because when I tell you, I got a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, I got a lot of stuff. And it's good stuff. I'm not trying to brag here, but it's good stuff. Seriously, it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. So let me know. I'd like to be able to help people out if I can. And at the same time, you know, make a couple of bucks and turn it into the Katz Children's Benevolent Fund. That would be okay. That wouldn't be a bad thing, right? Seriously. All right. A lot of other stuff that you and I have got to talk about. But I do want to remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Germ, did you pop into the conference room? The meeting is still going on, isn't it? The staff meeting? It is. No, I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts it's still going. It started at 11:30 this morning. So, you know, they're not even close to wrapping. Yeah, well, keep us updated, all right? Just let us know. And no, I will not be updating anybody on the love triangle involving a puppy in Henrico. I had to come in for this staff meeting today. And one of the highlights, of course, was chatting with my friend Charles Pyle and to Sarah Huffman, who do such great jobs back in our newsroom. I keep telling you about Charles, man. It's like 2 years now he's been in place and just has has upped the quality of news in a way I'm just blown away. I mean, I've been here, was it 13 years, Germ? 13 or 14 years? I think, well, whatever. Yeah, 13 or 14 years. And the news has never been as professional and as competent and as well delivered as it has been for the last 2 years. Simple as that. I've seen a lot of people travel through that newsroom. And Charles is head and shoulders above them all. And Sarah is fantastic. Anyway, I'm just bragging. But I ventured back into the newsroom, and they're talking about this story involving two human beings, a dog, and a really inappropriate relationship, and some court appearances. And I thought, well, it's interesting, but no, I'm not going to look into it that much. I can't bring myself to do that. God, but the puppy is okay. That's what I've heard. The dog is fine. The two alleged creepy people, they're working their way through the criminal justice system. Let's just leave it at that. Germ, I know I sent you a little snippet of audio today, and then we did have some soggy salad stuff from yesterday because we didn't have time to get to all of them. So if you can, I know there's a couple left over from yesterday. If you don't mind pulling those up, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, was facing off against that, what's his name, Turban Dick Durbin. That's what they used to call him. And she just dismantled this guy over and over and over again. And I wanted you to enjoy it as much as I had. So why don't we do this, Germ, just to refresh everybody's memory, if you would. It's left over from yesterday, but it's cut number one, Pam Bondi and Dick Durbin.
I am not going to discuss any internal conversations with the White House with you, Chair, Ranking Member.
I noticed that. What's the secret? Why do you want to keep this secret? The American people don't know the rationale behind the deployment of National Guard troops in my state. The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
Been on this committee for more than 20 years. That's the kind of testimony you expect from this administration. A simple question as to whether or not they had a legal rationale for deploying National Guard troops becomes grounds for a personal attack. I think it's a legitimate question. It's my responsibility. She refuses to answer as to whether she had any conversation with the White House about deploying national troops to my state.
Your city has a murder rate 5 times higher than New York's. 571 homicides last year. If you were serious about protecting your people, you would be asking this administration for help. You're saying that we're coming into your state and your city. We're there to help make America safe and Illinois safe, whether or not you want to.
Wow. Wow. You know the worst part of that? As I was listening to it, it's the fact that he says, I've been on this committee for 20 years. That's part of the problem. I don't know if you just can't get up. I've been sitting here in this room for 25 years. Asking the same. Hey, look. You're a fraud and a phony, a lot like your pal, Dick Blumenthal. God, talk about another phony. She called him out as well. I love that. We'll listen to that in just a moment. Tomorrow morning, please, starting at 6 a.m., you know, Richmond's Morning News is on. And Rich Herrera hosts that. I think you're going to enjoy that program a great deal. Make sure you are listening again, starting at 6 a.m. And then tomorrow as well, we have some special programming, which you're definitely going to need to pay attention to. So, of course, I will be here from 3 until 6. And I will bring to you tomorrow from 3 until 6 the same level of mediocrity that I try and deliver each and every other day. Look, if you set the bar lower, way easier to hit it. That's all I'm saying. But from 6 until 7, joining me on the air will be Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, as well as Charles Pyle, our news director. And we're going to do a little pre-gaming for the debate. There's only one debate taking place between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congressman
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I'm an Abigail Spanberger, and it's an hour. Obviously, you know which way I'm going to vote. That's hardly a secret. But I would like to think you'd have more interaction, that there'd be more discussion, there'd be more debates. We're supposed to go to the polls and select the best person, the best woman in this case. We're supposed to select the best woman for the job as governor of my beloved Commonwealth with, what, 8 million people? I think there should be more debates than just one that lasts 60 minutes. But it is what it is. So, again, tomorrow from 6 until 7, I will be here. Charles Pyle will be here. Rich Herrera will be here. We'll do this sort of pregame, get ready. Let's pay attention to the debate. And then from 7 till 8, live right here on News Radio WRVA, you will be able to listen to, and I would suggest you listen to it, the debate between Lieutenant Governor Sears and Ms. Spanberger. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Look at that, 4:20, and Steve the Painter says, hey, Jeff, what do you think was actually in those Scooby snacks? Again, Shaggy. Was Shaggy just, like, getting stoned on his own, or was Shaggy using the mystery machine as cover to distribute things? You know, because he was, I believe that he was an undocumented pharmacist. That's what I have always believe. All right, what else we got here? Okay, a lot of suggestions now on the clothing. All right, Jeff, you could take him to Goodwill, get a tax write-up on everything up to $500. Yeah, I got way more than $500 worth of clothing in that closet. Really, I got a lot of stuff in there, and it's good stuff. I never skimped on clothing. That because I did so much television for so long. And I still do a lot with Newsmax, but I don't need pants for Newsmax. That's a nice, not full pants. I mean, I can wear gym shorts and just get dressed from the waist up, which is what I do, and I like that. But back when I was doing Fox and CNN all the time, I had to go to studios. Nobody has to do that anymore, which is beautiful. So I've got a lot of good stuff, and I don't want to throw it away. I, you know, if I have to, I'll just take it down to Goodwill, I guess. But there's a lot of stuff in there. Jeff, don't be a clothes hoarder. My husband thinks his disco and urban cowboy clothes are still coming back in style. He will never let them go. There must be a lot of memories in those polyester suits. Cheers, Pam in Hanover. I hear you, Pam, although I will tell you, I don't have anything like that. I don't have anything ridiculous. This is all stuff that's legit, right? You could wear it to an office. You would be fine. You could wear it to an event. You could wear it on television, and you would be fine. So it gives you an idea of the caliber of the clothing. Hey, Jeff, having raised four rugrats and passing clothes down from one to the other, I still had a bunch of good clothes every couple of years. I asked my local church if they wanted them. They were very grateful. They always have a family or two needing help. I've left bags of clothes at two other churches anonymously, and I'm sure they found a place for them as well. Yeah. Jeff, some houses of worship have mini shops for people entering the workforce. Oh, good point. Why? Used to as well. I don't know if they still do. And, of course, you've got folks at Pamunkey. They might have some suggestions. You're the best. R in Richmond. All right, well, thank you, R. I know that I'm the best, but I'm just trying to do my part. That's it. 804 says, Jeff, donate them. Definitely not worth trying to sell them on eBay. Okay. Jeff, 804, says, my husband's disco clothes are considered good stuff, too. I am telling you right now, there's no disco. They're legit, decent clothing. Hey, Jeff, you could donate the clothes to the Fix Men's Ministry. It has a store in King William, Virginia. Kara says, thanks for all that you do. All right, I will look into that. Boots to Suits has been suggested by my friend Jeb Hockman. I will look into that as well. All right. We got some time here, Germ. Why don't we take cut number two, our Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Oh, my gosh. She's still got a lot to say. Let's do cut number two from AG Bondi, please.
I believe cutting federal grant programs to law enforcement in my state and across the nation does not make us any safer, and you've done just that. You've supplanted that decision by sending in National Guard troops to California and other places. That is a situation where the governors have not asked for that help. If you truly wanted to do this on a bipartisan basis, you wouldn't defy a governor, you would work with them. I'm prepared to do that. I'm prepared to work with this administration. But cutting these grants to law enforcement does not make us any stronger as a nation or give us the tools we need to reduce crime in Chicago.
And you're conflating two issues. Cutting grants. I was very clear about what grants we've cut and what grants we haven't. Only 7%. And if you have a grant in Illinois that you think that I've cut that is not protecting law enforcement officers or your people, you personally call me and I will work with you to turn that grant back on. I think many of the Democrats here can tell you, I have worked with them to turn grants back on. There's an appeal process. Tell me a specific grant that I have turned off in Illinois that would help law enforcement, and I will work with you. But you have not done that.
The National
Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
Madam Attorney General, it's my job to grill you.
It actually isn't, but okay. What am I going to do? I'm going to lecture the guy. I've been here for 20 years. I still can't ask a question that makes sense. Well, that's your problem then, Dick. I don't know what else to tell you. Coming up in just a couple of moments, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be here. Looking forward to hearing what's happening with him out of the campaign trail. Maybe, just maybe, he's had a sighting of Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, she's number three on our list. We got Carmen Sandiego, number one, we're looking for. Number two, Scooby-Doo. Number three, Ghazala Hashmi. So far, no success with any of them. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got all sorts of great stuff that we continue to look at and discuss as we head through the afternoon. Not one, but two J. Jones fundraisers apparently have now been canceled. What does that really mean? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. Could he do the decent thing and step aside? Well, maybe. Does he have so much money coming in from California, New York, he just doesn't need another fundraiser? Has he been told, keep your head down and, you know, just see this through for the next 3 weeks? I don't know. Some strange stuff going on that side. Again, I ask, where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi? We got top three on our list, right? Number one, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Can't find him. Where is Scooby-Doo? Can't find him. Ghazala Hashmi, same thing. Can't find her. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And let me tell you, you would be hard-pressed not to find him. The guy's everywhere, at every corner of our beloved Commonwealth. And I'm always happy to welcome him to this program. John, thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. I was up early this morning in Newport News at the shipbuilders plant to make sure that I could speak to the folks who were leaving after working overnight and the folks who were arriving at 6 a.m. to start their shift. And they had a lot to tell me, so I was glad I went and did that.
Well, good. What were some of the issues that the ship workers had?
Well, you know, there are people who are worried about this economy. And, of course, you know, Jeff, it would be easy for me to just say, oh, blame that on Biden. Well, you know, I think Biden did a lot of damage, but now we're $37 trillion in debt. We're going to have to figure out how to adjust federal spending. And, of course, you know, if you're building ships, guess who you're building the ships for? The U.S. government. You know, there's anxiety about that. What do we do? And that's not just important for those families. That's important for everybody in Virginia. And I think we have, as Republicans, we better pay close attention to the workers. We need to make sure that they are confident, that they want to stay here, that they want to work, and that they have other options, too, should there be adjustments that are made. That's one reason that I'm telling people, you could pick Ghazala Hashmi, the lady who was a poetry teacher for 30 years, mm-hmm. you know, at the local university. Those college professors seem to think they are more knowledgeable than everybody else, you know, in the ivory tower. That's the tradition with them. Or you could pick somebody like me who's been wrestling with these issues, who actually has been a business person, and quite frankly could pick up the phone and get a telephone call through to the White House instead of just complaining about Donald Trump, like Ghazala and Abigail Spanberger do all the time. I mean, you may hate Trump, you may love Trump, but he is going to be around for at least 3 years, so maybe Virginia needs to contemplate that going forward, right?
That's a great point. That is absolutely a great point. We hear all of the complaining. I mean, the entire campaign on the Democrat side is simply a rehash of how much these three people hate Donald Trump. But I no ideas. And every time Spanberger comes out with an idea, essentially she says, well, you know, what Glenn Youngkin did. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it better. It's like, hey, listen, lady, we got it. We got a great team here. We're going to keep a good thing going.
Yeah.
Any progress at all? I fear I know the answer. We can't find Ghazala Hashmi, even on the observance of the October 7th slaughter. You, as a decent person, I know you were over at the J for an observance over there. You had a really touching press release, a social media post. She doubled down, really, with standing with the Hamas crowd. But any progress at all in tracking her down and getting a debate?
No. You know, somebody told me on Facebook that Ghazala Hashmi, you're lying, John. She's everywhere. I said, really? Where is she? I haven't seen her. Apparently, she went to a big union event the other night. Okay. You're really venturing outside of your base, huh, Ghazala, going to the union event? And you know what? She's not going to the union event to help the working class of Virginia. She's going because those union bosses in New Jersey own her. They're sending money to her through the Democrat Party. This isn't about the working guy anymore. This is about the unions trying to take over Virginia, and Ghazala is one of the ways they're going to do it. And like you say, Jeff, she really can't help herself. She couldn't bring herself yesterday to put a post up just to mourn the innocent victims of the slaughter in Israel. She had to go and criticize Netanyahu. She had to compare the slaughter of innocent people who, you know, happen to have a government that started a war to what has happened since. And somebody like that who doesn't have that discernment or that basic decency, you don't want them in public office. And, you know, Jay Jones and his text kind of revealed his twisted mindset. The Democrats have got a real problem with their attitude about violence and their understanding of innocence versus of somebody who's committing a crime. And I wouldn't trust them in leadership of anything.
Let's talk about the embrace of violence. I remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. His website, by the way, johnreed4virginia.com, johnreed4virginia.com. I'll remind you, there's still plenty of time to jump onto that website, johnreed4virginia.com. Learn more about John. He's got more position papers, and the stuff over at Substack is amazing. But in addition to that, if you like what he's saying, you want his message out there, you can make a donation, help the effort to get that out. But let's talk about the embrace of violence for a second, John, because we hear this whataboutism, and we hear it all the time. The reality is we have seen the Virginia Democrats embrace violence and threats of violence against innocent people. It's ugly, and now I saw the photos. You are making decisions in the morning. Do you or do you not put on the bulletproof vest?
I mean, to me, that's kind of shocking. That is really shocking that that's where we are. Yeah. And yesterday, I was in Norfolk to launch my veterans coalition at the USS Wisconsin. And I talked to the security guys, and they're like, man, if you've got a vest, put it on. There are too many balconies here. There are too many rooftops. Mm-hmm. You're out in public. There are a bunch of Antifa people in Norfolk. Right. You need to be careful. Does that make sense in Virginia that that's what we're doing? That's what I'm doing every day. That's what you and your family will have to worry about if we allow this type of violence to be validated by electing another group of radical Democrats. They're telling us how they feel about us. They're proving it. And the consequences, and Richmond's lived through this once, with what happened here in 2020, the consequences are brutal for us. We can't continue to allow this.
What are the other things you're encountering? We're all here at WRBA, of course, familiar with issues that are really impacting us in Central Virginia. We know some of the concerns in Northern Virginia. But when you get down to Southwest Virginia, are the concerns consistent, or is there something regional that maybe we don't know about?
Well, Southwest is in a tough way. You know, we've got a pretty strong economy in and around Central Virginia. Northern Virginia, you know, yes, the DOGE cuts are real and the federal cutbacks are real. I'm not going to minimize that or mock that at all. Mm-hmm. But they have a very robust economy. So does Virginia Beach. But if you get into Emporia in, you know, Southern Virginia, that's where my dad grew up, or you go out to Bristol and Abingdon, there, you know, there's certainly people who are doing well there, but there is not a robust economy the way we need it to be. And I'll tell you, they vote Republican.
Right.
So if the Democrats are saying, like Jay Jones, we'll kill members of the General Assembly to get them to vote the right way, do you think they have respect for the people in the parts of the state that vote red, that vote Republican on a regular basis? This is a different mindset than what we're used to in Virginia, where there was a basic level of decency about the way we interact with each other. And you need people who are going to get back into that Capitol and demand that for themselves and for the people who are around them. And that's one reason that I'm doing it, Jeff. This is my home state. I care about where we go going forward and the attitude that's on display. And I'd like to exhibit the best behavior possible.
One of the things that has always...
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Is impressed, I would imagine, everybody who has gotten to know you, but I'll share this with everybody for myself, for Heidi. We both look at John Reid and think that's a Virginia gentleman right there. This is the Virginia way. I love that attitude of the Virginia way, and to see it kicked to the curb, to see ugly threats. I mean, I cannot even begin to imagine, John, looking at coworkers. And hey, we've got, I don't know, 25 people, whatever it is, at the Radio Factory. Some people you like, some people you don't like, but nobody fantasizing, oh, I'm going to put two bullets into the head of a coworker. That is just sick and twisted and demented. And for the Virginia Democrats to embrace that and double down on it, is nothing short of disgusting. But it goes to other parts as well. I've mentioned to you my friend Tony Martin, who owns and operates New American Arms on West Broad Street, 6017
right.
West Broad Street. He's getting threats because he has a big sign in front of his store calling, asking for people to continue the good thing, keep a good thing going, and vote for Winsome Sears and John Reid and Jason Mayaris. And he is a native, and he is just shocked that anybody would make those threats.
Yeah, it's getting bad, but I do think it's sobering people up. I mean, I was listening to you when you were talking about the threats that he was getting, and it's very worrisome. But you know what really shocked people last week was hearing about killing kids.
Yes.
You know, yes. Like, I don't want to say it's okay to talk about killing a political person. I'm a political person, but right. But the idea that you would go so far as to talk about slaughtering the kids and maybe that'll sober up the adults. Who are you? That is insane. That is gross. And to even muse about it, you know, if you've had a couple of drinks, that's outrageous. And I just don't think people are going to go for it. I think even people who would not normally vote Republican are going to say that crosses the line. And quite frankly, Jeff, the fact that the Democrats still will not get rid of Jay Jones, as bad as this has gotten, you know, they're not rescinding their endorsements. They're not asking for their money back. They're not asking him to step aside. They're sticking with him. Tim Kaine, Mark Warner has been a little quieter, I guess, probably because, you know, he's up for reelection next year. So he's scared to death. But Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, she doesn't have anything to say about it. I mean, there is a problem with this party in the Democrat Party and their leadership. And bold people will stand up and say what needs to be said. You know, I'm always going to do that, even if I have to criticize my own people. I will do it. And it's just cowardice on their part.
How many days until the general election, and how much time left for early voting?
Yeah, 27 days left till November 4th. Not that anybody's counting, of course.
Right.
So I got a lot of work to do between now and then. And there'll be, you know, Monday through Friday in every county and city, you can go and vote at designated locations. Sometimes that's at the local courthouse, and then other places have the central library open. And then there'll be a couple of Saturdays, depending on where you are, where you can go vote on Saturday. So there are a lot of opportunities. And if this is outrageous to you to hear about this violence, if these things are disturbing, if you're worried about the economy, like the Newport News folks who were working at the factory were today, then, you know, don't sit this one out. I would humbly suggest to you that I'm one of the guys who can help make good decisions to advance us and bring new business in. And I think, you know, I hope that if you've listened to WRVA all these years, you will know that, you know, I'm pretty grounded in what's right and what's wrong, being fair to people, not abusing people. I hope you'll have confidence that I can make good decisions on your behalf at the Capitol.
No doubt. Well, I certainly have had that confidence. Our entire household has had that confidence for a long time. We're honored to call you a friend. We are voting for you with absolutely no hesitation. We've got we've sort of cornered the market for signs. We've become a distribution point.
I know, you're great.
Yeah. For folks who want either to learn more or help you out, I know the election's coming up, obviously general election day, early voting underway, but I'm sure donations are still accepted. What's the best way for people to support you?
Yeah, it's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. Gonzalez raised $4.8 million, and I've raised total of $800,000. I'm just getting crushed financially. And the only thing I can say is I'm working harder than anybody else who's out there. I want to show you that I'm willing to do the work to win. We're trying to be creative. You know, go to my Facebook tonight. We're going to unveil a new ad, which I think is pretty compelling. I'll send it to you first, Jeff, and get your opinion before I put it on Facebook. But I think you're going to really like it. It's important.
I will look forward to that. As always, I thank you for being here. You give our best to your mom, and I think a happy birthday is overdue for your sister.
And oh, thank you. She'll be so happy.
Great lady there. So we will look forward to chatting again soon, my friend. That is John Reed, and John is, simply put, one of the good guys. Always has been. Always has been. Seriously, go to johnreedforvirginia.com. Read all of the position papers. You don't have to take my word on it. You don't have to take his word on it. He's the one guy in all of this who has position papers and opinion pieces and has said, here's how I would address it. Here's my background in business. This is what I would do. I want you to be aware of that. johnreedforvirginia.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, that's a good thing. We're like midway through the week. I'll take that. Can I take a second here, give a big, gigantic shout-out to my buddy Alex Brock? You know, Alex is a world-class racer. He used to basically own the track at Dominion Raceway. And he took a couple of years off. He got married. He's been doing some traveling. He works full time for A-Plus Roofing for Billy Kane. He's a great guy. Anyway, I am so happy to say that Alex is getting back. He's going to be getting back out on the track. And, yes, the Jeff Katz Show will once again be a proud sponsor. I'll be out there. You'll see like a Jeff Katz Show logo on his car. And he puts it on there because he wants to put it on there. Well, I mean, I'm not giving him any money for tires. You know what tires are for a race car? Forget about it. I could give him, like, really big suits and jackets. And I don't think that's going to help him any. Anyway, we'll get Alex on the program in the not-too-distant future because I just want you to him to tell you what it's taken to get back on the track. He's got two cars that he races, get them back in shape and back out on the track where they belong, and what he's looking forward to. And, of course, also the days where we can go out and support him. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.